بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question. I ask this question to myself and to you. My question is, what is the sign that we love something? Right? With respect to anything. If I tell you that I love football, for example, what is the kind of evidence that you would look for in my life to prove that I love football? One is I would know everything about football, right? I would know how it's played, what are the rules of the game. I would know the names of the major players, major teams. I would know who's winning, who's not winning. I would know how the World Cup how the World Cup works. You know, everything to do with football, I would know. Now, I'm not saying necessarily I would be an expert on it, but I would definitely not be blank about football. So also basketball. So any sport, if somebody says they love films, then you would expect them to know which are the greatest films of all time, greatest actors and actresses of all time, who played what role, who is famous for what role, and so on and so forth. The same thing applies, I think these two examples suffice. The same thing applies to anything. If somebody says that they love something, then you would expect them, first thing, is to know about that. To be interested enough to find out, to know about that. Second thing is, you would find, you would say that the person who loves something also spends as much time as possible doing that thing. So somebody who loves football would ideally play football. They would, of course, watch all the games. They would spend a lot of time watching all the games. They would be cheering for the team sitting in front of their television 10,000 miles away, as if the team can hear them, and as if they can influence by their shouting the outcome of the game. You would see all this apparently irrational behavior, but you would see that. And I'm sure all of us have seen that. People watching different games. Sometimes you wonder and you wish that much of energy and emotion would go into something worthwhile. It would change the world. Instead of that, it goes into completely useless activity of screaming at players and at teams. But anyway, that's not my point here. My point here is that by this behavior, the fact that you, one, you know about the game, and secondly, that you spend a lot of time with it, and your behavior is behavior which is hugely passionate with respect to that game, sometimes even passion bordering on insanity, but it's a clear indicator that you love this particular game. Now, think about that. Rasulullah SAW said that when a person dies, all of his or her deeds are terminated except for three: an ongoing sadaqah, knowledge from which others benefit, and a righteous child who makes dua for him. Now, this is from Muslim and others. This hadith is narrated. So this is one of the very famous hadiths, which I'm sure all of us are aware of. Similarly, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the best that a man can leave behind after his death are three things: a righteous child who makes dua for him, an ongoing sadaqah whose rewards continue to reach him, and knowledge that continues to be implemented after him. So anything good you teach somebody, that one, and children who make dua for you, righteous children who make dua for you, and any action of ongoing sadaqatul jariyah. Now, again, another hadith. Now, this one is in the one I just mentioned to is in Ibn Majah, and it is verified as sahih by Al-Mundhiri and by Shaykh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala ajma'in. Then again, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, the hadith which is also in Ibn Majah, also is verified as Hasan
by Al-Mundhiri and Shaykh Albani. He, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, reported that Rasulullah said, among the good deeds that continue to benefit a believer after his death are knowledge that he taught and disseminated, anything that he taught and which people learnt and practiced, a righteous child or children who lived after him, meaning that they continued to do righteous things and they continued to make dua for him, and a copy of the Quran or book that he left as an inheritance, or a masjid that he built, a house that he built for travelers, for wayfarers, a stream that he started or ran, or a charity that he gave from his wealth during his healthy lifetime so that it would reach him in rewards after death. And this is really the definition of Sadaqatul Jariyah. Now, everyone loves someone and something, but those people and things leave them when they go into their graves. And therefore, we need to learn to love good deeds, because only they will go into our graves. And the point I want to make here, which I want to request you to think about, is that we are talking here about the love of good deeds, right? Not just doing them half-heartedly or something, you know, you're tired and okay, I have to do this thing, so I'm doing it. No, something that you really love and you do. Now, question is, what is the sign that you love them? What is the sign that we love good deeds? That's why I gave you the example of football and so on, because the sign is clear. If I love football, you can make that out from my life, you can make that out from my behavior. If I love cricket, if I love basketball, I love movies, I love traveling, I love photography, whatever you love, this love can be seen in your behavior, it can be seen in your attitude, it can be seen in your interest, it can be seen in the amount of time you spend with that thing, amount of effort you put into it. All of these are indicators of the fact that you love that particular thing. What about good deeds? What about good deeds? If I say that I love good deeds, then what is the indicator of that in my life? This is something that I will reflect on, and I request you also to reflect on. And the reason I mentioned these beautiful hadiths for you is because what they are showing very clearly is that the only thing which will go with us are these good deeds. Not anything else, right? Not anything else. These are the good deeds are the only things that are going to go with us. So if we have now this thing, which is this good deed, and we know that this is the only thing that is going to go with us, then what is the attitude towards that thing? What is my attitude towards that? Because here is the thing which which I know, which is nothing else goes with me except for this. Do I have value for that? That's the question. Now, that is why it is very important for us to monitor. So just like we monitor anything else, it is important for us to monitor this and say, what is the sign that I love good deeds, and what am I doing with those good deeds? Nothing else goes with me into my qabr. Only my good deeds go with me, and therefore it makes only sense for me to love those good deeds and to have evidence to show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I love the good deeds. Meaning, do I spend time doing those deeds? How much of effort do I put into that? Do I try to do it to the best of my ability, or by doing it, you know, hum jise Urdu mein bolte hain, badile na khasta in Farsi, which is something which is, okay, I'm tired and I still have to do this thing, so I'm doing it, you know, not really interested in it. So is it like that? Or is it something which you are looking forward to that, you know, so fantastic, this is great, I really want to do this thing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one is it? That is where we need to ask ourselves these questions, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do good deeds with a sense of shock, with a sense of great anticipation and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because those are the only things which will go with us when we leave this world and we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to give us that in a way where this will be, this will be something which is, which will be a means of khair for us on that day when there will be no help except the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.